More students, they are forced to go and rent outside campuses, whereby they are charged exorbitant rents by the landlords, as well as transport problems. For example, there are long distances that they travel from their houses where they are renting to the tertiary institutions where they are learning. Then also they are facing load shedding because at the houses, there's a much load shedding as compared to the institution itself. So it affects our education sector as female students and even our male counterparts as well. Then also, it also disengages our participation, as in we usually meet within campuses. But if we are outside these res, you find out that most of our discussions now, they will not be allowed since we have curfew in our campuses.
Now, you touched on this issue concerning sexual harassment by lecturers. How serious is it?
Once you have a late submission of your assignment, the lecturer, they force us to engage in sex in return to accept our assignments at all the colleges. So you find that this is actually serious. And as much as we want to report such cases, obviously no one will be at my side. It's very high, this sexual harassment in teacher institutions.
What are authorities at universities and colleges saying about this issue?
They ignore such cases because when they try to open or to air out such cases, they will say that they'll be bringing their institutions to disrepute. So they try by all means to suppress us as students or even to punish us, those who have reported the case. For example, the lecturers, those who are abusing us, and if you refuse, we end up having low marks, we end up even failing the courses that they are teaching us and even the courses of their friends.